This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Fairline Senior Care and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Sylvania, S-Y-L-V-A-N-I-A. Last name is Roger, R-O-D-G-E-R. Date of birth is 12/22/1955. Date of evaluation is 3/11/2022. HBI history page complaints. Psychiatric evaluation for management of insomnia. History of present illness. This is a 66 years old married female who was admitted here on 3/3/2022 upon transfer from Providence Hospital, Southfield. Patient chart indicates history of osteomyelitis, hypothyroidism, opioid abuse, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, COPD, sciatica, radiculopathy, spinal stenosis. She was admitted here for IV antibiotics as well as for physical and occupational therapy period. Nursing staff reports that patient is preoccupied with getting pain medications. During my evaluation, patient thought that she was on Percocet every 8 hours, and she felt that's not enough. Period. Patient chart indicates that she is on Percocet every 6 hours. Period. Patient also complained of trouble falling and staying asleep. And reports that she was prescribed oxypen in the hospital, but that hasn't been effective. Period. She is also on duloxetine for neuropathic pain, and reports that she was using cane to ambulate at home, but needs to build up her strength to be able to walk and go home. Peter reports that her husband comes every day and brings some food. She denied any persistent symptoms of depression, anxiety, period. She acknowledged that she has been abusing heroin for quite some time, but denies any history of alcohol abuse Patients stated, quote, "I'm done with that," unquote. And acknowledge that she understands the risks of using heroin, particularly fentanyl. Period. Patient is aware that she has hypertension, hypothyroidism, and she knew her current medications. She denies suicidal ideation, intent, or plans. No reports of any manic or psychotic symptoms. Next paragraph, review of systems. General complaint of pain, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, non-reported genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal pain, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemorrhages, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior history of outpatient psychiatric denied recently, but thinks she might have seen a counselor when she was younger, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior to suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph under history, and next paragraph under social history, current relationship, married, number of children, one son who is 50 years old. Patient reports that she's been married for 30 years. Period. Current employment, patient reports that she used to work for General Motors Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, collateral form, chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history. See medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history. See chart, family history, not available, tobacco history, former smoker, alcohol history, denied, drug abuse history, history of abusing heroin. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, Cymbalta 60 milligrams once a day, but used for neuropathic pain. Doxepin 10 milligram HS for insomnia. Next paragraph, blood pressure 142 over 81, pulse 89, respiration 18. General appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements of weakness, gait lying in bed, speech clear, mood, euthymic effect, broad thought process, intact association, normal thought content, normal, no suicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented times 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight. Fair at this time, sleep, trouble falling and staying asleep, appetite, fair, under assessment and plan. Insomnia due to medical condition, G47.01. Plans, discuss with the patient regarding sleep hygiene, period increased, doxepin to 25 milligram HS. For insomnia, no indications for any antidepressants or anxiolytics at this time. Next paragraph, disposition, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management, particularly patients' ongoing complaints of pain. Period, staff needs to notify our service for persistent mood changes. Period, monitor sleep and document any sleep disturbance. Period will follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative common side effects of tricyclic antidepressant. Risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.